Livingston beat Hale 44-41, and right now we've got Keith Berger, head coach of Hale, on the line. And Keith, I really appreciate you calling tonight. I know a tough loss, but we thought that would be a good game. You against Southwest, you guys have kind of mirrored each other in terms of records all year long, and you lead a good part of the game, but then Southwest comes back and gets that big 44-41 win.
Yeah, they sure did. They got off to a pretty good start, and I don't have my book in front of me. I left it up at school, but they had a lead. I believe we were down 4 points at half. We come out third quarter, took the lead, and had the lead the majority of the third quarter. And I think we were up four with about 3.5 minutes left, and we just struggled to score at that point. They did some good things, got a couple of steals, a couple of easy baskets, and, you know, we had our chances. We had several opportunities to score and just did not get it done, did not shoot the ball particularly well. I know some of that had to do with the Anderson kid and the defense he plays there on the interior, and we just came up short. It was kind of a tough pill to swallow. Like I said, we had the lead, and we've been playing pretty good in games like that, and we just did not get it done tonight.
Well, and, you know, you played against Mac Anderson, and we talked about him in football season. We talk about him in basketball season. He stands around 6'6". He's a real deal. What did you do? What do you do to try to stop a guy like that?
Well, I mean, it definitely is tough. I mean, we just try to really, you know, try to double him at all times on the inside there. But, you know, occasionally, and it seemed like late, we made some turnovers, which isn't really like us. And I don't know, I think people were just kind of in that big game there. You know, there's a lot at stake there. I really thought, you know, we were two of the better teams in the tournament. I thought that, you know, we just, I don't know, I think tensions were kind of high there. I think we wanted it really bad. I think they wanted it really bad. We just made a few mistakes there down the stretch and led to some easy transition baskets, and he got some baskets off of that. And, you know, in the half-court set, we did a pretty good job containing him, I thought. And he kind of got loose on us, and it seemed like we weren't really looking to score there when we had the lead, which really wasn't by design. It just, I think the kids were just kind of trying to work the ball, and next thing you know, we make a few mistakes, and they get back and get it tied. And we had some opportunities, and we just didn't get it done. Colton Harris, I thought, had a good game for us. He had 15 points. We got some steals and some easy transition baskets. Ty Berger, who's been our leading scorer all year, had a really good start to the game. He had 9 quick points, and then he just went ice cold and never scored the second half. And that really was, you know, that really hurt us. And Jaden Sears had 9 for us and struggled early. You know, being guarded by Mack in there around the basket is really tough. And, you know, he's given up 4 or 5 inches there. And he kind of came around and had some good baskets there towards the end. And I tell you what, it wasn't for a lack of effort. I mean, all 5 of my guys, Jaren Sears, another starter that played his tail off, and Ethan Harris, a guard for us that really worked his hind end off. I mean, effort definitely wasn't the problem for us. I thought we really gave 100%. We just sometimes, you know, things just don't go your way, and tonight we just came up a little short. We definitely didn't have a good night shooting the ball, I know that.
Well, and, you know, a couple of real good boys' games up there tonight. A lot of parity on that boys' side. Keatsville, they beat Northwestern and Minden by 3, and then you fall by 3 to Southwest of Livingston. Now, you come back tomorrow night, so you take on Northwestern for third place.
No, it was opposite. Northwestern ended up winning that game.
Oh, so Northwestern beat Keatsville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keatsville's played tonight without the Craig boy.
Okay.
Who's their best player, and that really kind of leveled the playing field there in that game. And so we'll have them tomorrow. You know, we need to bounce back. I mean, you know, it's tough. Tough, you know, the boys really wanted to play for first, and it's gonna be tough, but we'll be ready to go come 5 o'clock tomorrow when it's time to play for third.
Okay, we got the wrong information. The Northwestern won that game. They beat them, so they beat Keatsville 66-63. So Northwestern's in the championship game.
Yes.
And yeah, they'll be facing off against Southwest. So Northwestern, yes. And Southwest, and then you play Keatsville. That should be a good ball game, you and Keatsville.
It should be. I mean, we'll see what we're made of. I know, you know, there's a lot of disappointed boys in that locker room after the game, and, you know, myself included. And, you know, you kind of see what you're all about there after a tough loss like that. And, you know, we got Southwest again next week,
yeah.
So we got to take care of business tomorrow. And, you know, things aren't going to get easier for us. You know, that was a game we really wanted, but so did it day. And, it, you know, just we just come up on the short end. But hopefully we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
You got four tough games to wrap up the regular season, it looks like, on my schedule. Anyway, next week you go to Linn County, you go to southwest of Livingston, and then you go to Winston and to Carrollton. So you
we lost the Linn County game. They had to reschedule a conference game for that night, so that's why we picked up Carrollton. So we go southwest Wednesday, Winston Thursday, Carrollton Friday. So, yeah, no rest for the weary there, that's for sure.
Keith, listen, appreciate the call. I know a tough loss tonight, but guys played well. You fall to Southwest Livingston 44-41, but you'll be back for third place game tomorrow against Keithsville. And, hey, we'll chat again next Friday night. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.